Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
brother, sister, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on, we're going to start on the, we're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the, we're going to start on the sulfo salts, and then from the sulfo salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and, I'll deal with the next video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfo salts. And that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfo salts with minerals, you will really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right? There's no time on karma. There's no how this is gonna happen. Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and, you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroids, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma is getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanted to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them. Not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize, you know. Look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people, how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from them. Look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we're the native and we're the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs to the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there are there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they're stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spray in the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other, so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us, whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming, and it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys 2020 would be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma. Karma. Karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, alright, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. all of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent, and they carried the blood of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people, and I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No. It's attacking every bloodline, and it ain't finished. There are three more, even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They said, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? You still carry that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land. Because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Just looking at, just thinking about it. The water. Look at all the fish that they have pulled out the water. For profit. Look at all the animals that they have killed and slaughtered for profit. Got their bodies in grocery stores and freezers. Look at what they've done to the planet, to the people, to the animals, to the land, to the sky, to the seas. Look at what they've done. Karma is going to take place, and it's beginning now. 2021, we see no businesses. Karma is taking place now. This is just the beginning. We ain't even got part of the way through this wonderful, beautiful. Massacre of a year. Karma must take place, my people. Because they've done to too much dirt. And there's nothing where for them to go. There's nothing that they can do. There's nothing that nowhere they can hide. Because karma's going to take place. And they will all pay. They will all pay. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angel beings. Peace to you all.
Welcome.
Ralph.
Thank you.
You're also smart. What can I do? I'm a dumb guy. Huh?
Thank you so much for joining Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. We love your messages. We're going to dive straight into it. Your new book, Karma. So much is happening around the world with everything, with the global pandemic. And when I was reading your book, we often think that karma is about punishment and rewards. And we come to see that karma is about action and taking responsibility for your actions. We find ourselves in a global pandemic right now. And in what way do you feel we're responsible for everything that's happening? And how can we take responsibility and be a part of the solution in the midst of a global pandemic?
Well, if I say this, I'm going to be extremely unpopular with a whole lot of people. But I want you to understand that global pandemic right now, as severe as it seems, and it's taken over 500,000 lives, in spite of that, it is a small distraction from a larger trouble that's unfolding in the form of loss of biodiversity, climate change, ecological undoing of the planet in various ways. That is a much, much bigger problem, and we are happily walking towards a disaster, not walking, pushing the world towards it. So in the meantime, the pandemic, unfortunately, it cost over 500,000 lives and an endless amount of suffering for a whole lot of people. But in spite of that, we must understand it's a bit of a break at the speed at which we're going towards the brink. This is kind of put a little bit of break. I've been saying this for a long time. Either we fix these mega problems on the planet consciously, or nature will do it to us cruelly. So right now, nature is doing it to us, and very cruel, but not as cruel as human beings have been to each other in terms of wars, in terms of genocides, in terms of slavery, in terms of other kinds of exploitations that we have done to each other in the name of race, religion, nationality, philosophies and ideologies, what we have done to each other. What the virus is now doing is not too bad. And that way, if I say this, everybody will pounce on me right now. But let me say, I'm not insensitive to the suffering that's happened. Everybody, irrespective of who you are, in some way, everybody has taken a hit, including us, okay, including myself. We've taken a hit. We've lost so many people who are dear to us. Well, many of our activities, everything's upside down. This is true with everybody on various levels. So I'm not being not sensitive to that, but we need to understand the larger perspective, what we as human beings are doing on this planet. When we say human beings, this means we are the most intelligent species on the planet. The most intelligent species on the planet is doing the dumbest things that you can do in this universe. You're the only smart guy. Ralph Smart, you are. But we are doing the dumbest things. Like in India, there is a fable where a man is cutting a branch, sitting on the wrong side of the branch, you know. When he succeeds, with full fury he's cutting. When he succeeds, he will fall. Right now we are in this mode. Our ideas of development, our ideas of economic well-being, our ideas of dominance, our ideas of success, our ideas of doing well are all super destructive. The very way we exist is super destructive. Well, in the last 50 years, nearly 80% of the insect biomass is gone. 60% of the vertebrate population is gone. What are we waiting for? What is it that we are waiting for? At least this pandemic has put some brakes on us. This is a time to stop, introspect, look at what we are doing, and see what best we can do next. Because everybody is saying, when will we get back to the old normal? The old was not normal. You were abnormal.
Every time you drive by an empty or abandoned mall, start visualizing King Kong-sized dollar signs. As out of the ashes of all these...
Destroying all life around you is not normal. So when the post-pandemic situation comes, we must be aware enough, we must be conscious enough, we must be compassionate enough to create a new normal, not the old normal that we have been living. That is not normal. It is normal for a human being to be compassionate. It's normal for a human being to be inclusive. It's normal for a human being to be loving. It's normal for a human being to be joyful. Unfortunately, we've made it the reverse. If you're joyful, they think you're a freak.
Yes.
You must be miserable. You must be stressed. You must be anxious. Then you're normal. So this has to change. Pandemic period is a good time for ourselves to reconsider what kind of life do we want to live for ourselves. What kind of life we want for everybody around us, what kind of life we want to offer for the unborn, for those who are yet to come, because this planet doesn't belong to us. We are just here for a brief amount of time. So this is a good time to consider that.
It's a wake-up call from the universe. And
no.
I feel...
No, no, universe is not involved. Don't involve the universe. That's too big a thing. Right here, the mess we have done, so it is getting back at us. That's all. It's our karma. That's what I'm saying. It's our doing. This is our doing. So if we do something negative, something harmful, we're also capable of doing something positive. Positive is a bad word right now with the pandemic, I know. You're negative, right?
I'm both. Yes.
So to do something positive, to do something that is good and nurturing for all life, as we have caused destruction, we are also capable of nurture. We are also capable of compassion. We are also capable of positive action. So this is a time to do that. Do you want to call this a wake-up call? I think the wake-up call planet has been screaming for the last one century.
Yes.
It is. If you still did not wake up, I don't know how you will wake up now.
Yes, and a lot of people existing, but they're not living. Many people are just going about their day-to-day life, and they say, what can I do? I'm just one person. What activity do you feel is the most beneficial activity any human being can do?
Well, if you reduce your activity, that's great. Because right now, in the beginning of 20th century, we were 1.6 billion people. Today, we are inching towards 8 billion. They're saying by 2050, we will be 10.2 or 10.3 billion. Well, if you reduce your activity, it'll be good.
Yes. And we can talk about the subconscious mind, because a lot of people are now starting to realize the subconscious mind is controlling over 95% of our lives. This is a part of ourselves we're unaware of. Is it possible to reprogram the subconscious mind, and what role does yoga play?
Well, see, yoga does not look at mind as conscious, subconscious like this. We look at it like this. Buddhi, ahankara, manas, and chitta. What this means is the intellect, which is the front end. The sharper it is, the better it is. You, your parents thought you were really sharp, so they called you smart. They didn't call me that. I don't know why. So, the front end must be sharp. It's very important. But this sharpness, will it work for well-being or to destruction, simply depends on what kind of identity you have. Right now, you know, people have done the most horrible things because of limited identities that they've carried. somebody in the name of belonging to a certain nation, how many cruel things they've done. How many wars have we fought? How many millions have we killed? Somebody who's identified with a religion, oh my God, what all they have done. And you see right now Afghanistan is unfolding. But the people who are doing whatever they're doing, because of their identity, they think they're doing the right thing. Conviction with a divine stamp on their actions, which look horrific for somebody else, but for them, they're doing the right thing. This is because of the kind of identities you take. The moment you take limited identity, your intelligence is a peril for the world and for yourself, probably. It is a peril, real peril. Right now, that's all you see. What is it that human beings are suffering? They're suffering the sharpness of their own intelligence. If you take off half their brains, all of them will be peaceful, believe me.
Yes. Right now, you know too much.
No, you don't know nothing. No, no, no. We know nothing. It's just that you have a sharp mind and you're cutting yourself all the time. You call this stress, you call this anxiety, you call this misery, you call this madness, you call this depression. Call it what you want. Essentially, you have turned the sharpness of your intelligence against yourself. Today I was talking to a group because today is supposed to be the day for preventing suicide on the planet. Over 700,000 people committed suicide last year or so, 2019. So every 20 seconds, somebody in the world is taking his own life. So suicide is the ultimate manifestation of your mind turning against yourself. Initially, you call it stress, then you call it anxiety, then you call it depression, then you call it madness, then you call it suicide. But essentially, your own intelligence turned against you. So how do you hold this knife of intelligence? With what kind of hand, with what kind of grip you hold is very important. This is something, unfortunately, modern societies have simply failed to address. This is why you are seeing this as more education and more knowledge, more science, more technology comes. People are becoming more and more destructive and more damaged and more problems are happening simply because the identity. My identity versus your identity. Believe me, today we may be fine, but if it comes to a point, we will fight. We will kill each other. Because maybe we will kill each other because we belong to different nations. Maybe we will kill each other because we belong to different religions or different race or different identity, philosophy, ideology, something. So the moment you make a limited identification, now you are in conflict with something. It is very important human beings should be brought to this, that first thing is they must experience themselves as a wonderful, throbbing piece of life. After that, you are a human. After that, you are a man or a woman. After that, many, many, many things. If you do not bring them to this, which we have failed to do, unfortunately, in this world, you will see as human beings become more and more empowered, they will become more and more dangerous to every other life on the planet. This is what you are seeing. When 80% of the insect biomass is gone, knowing fully well that without them we can't farm, we can't grow anything, everything could die because of that, we have done this. 50% or 60% of the vertebrate population, that means those creatures which carry bones like us and spine like us, we've killed them in the last 50 years. This means our intellect, the way it is, our intelligence, the way it is in the wrong hands. So this is ahankara, or this is the identity. The third dimension of the intelligence is called manas. It's a large silo of memory. In this memory, we identify various levels of memory. We call this evolutionary memory, genetic memory, sensory memory, and conscious memory, and conscious memory. And, the surface of articulate and inarticulate memories. Like this, there are various dimensions of memory. So only with memory, your intellect can function. If we remove or unplug your memory, your intellect cannot do anything. It needs memory to function. So there is a vast amount of memory and there is intellect. Between these two things is the identity. If you make your identity a global or a cosmic identity, then your intelligence will function from everybody's well-being. If you make your identity into small identity, either myself, my family, my community, my nation, my race, my religion, if you make these identities, then your competence, your capability will work against every other creature on this planet. That's what is happening. So the fourth dimension of intelligence, which is most important, it is called as chitta. This is a dimension of intelligence which is unsullied by memory. There is no memory in this. It's pure intelligence.
Have you done ballet before?
I used to be a stripper.
If you touch this intelligence, then your experience of life becomes limitless or cosmic. Why this is so is, as memory is a great possibility in our life, in our day-to-day function, because everything that you are right now, the shape of your body, the color of your skin, who you are and what you are, everything is by memory, isn't it? Genetic memory, evolutionary memory, everything. So memory is a great thing on one level in terms of survival and day-to-day function, but it's also a prison. It creates a circle. So right now, I'm a different person and you're a different person. How? I have one kind of memory, you have another kind of memory, isn't it?
Yes.
If you're in my memory, I will say, oh, this is my friend. If you're not in my memory, I will say, this is a stranger. If you're in the bad part of my memory, I will say, this is my enemy. Yes or no? So memory is a tremendous possibility. At the same time, it is a prison. So the fourth dimension of intelligence is pure intelligence without memory. If you enter or touch this dimension of intelligence, then your experience of life becomes boundless. Even for a moment, if your experience of life became beyond the limitations of your body, the limitations of your thought and emotion and imagination, beyond that, if you experience life, after that, nobody has to tell you what is good, what is bad. Anything that you have experienced as a part of yourself, with that you have no conflict. This is yoga. The word yoga means union. Union means the individual and the universal became one. It is always one. It is just that you have a fancy idea that you are an individual. Right now, as much an individual as you are breathing, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm breathing in the good ass prana.
Yes. Now, that is your idea. But you're breathing means you are in communication with the rest of the creation. Otherwise, you cannot exist. If you stop this, you cannot exist. So in every way, every cell in the body, every atom in the body, every subatomic particle in the body is in communication, is always together. Only in your head you think you are an individual. So word yoga means you consciously obliterated the boundaries of your individuality. Now you're in yoga. Yoga does not mean wearing Lululemon pants and twisting and turning. Hey, you know the brand. See, look at you.
Yes.
You shouldn't be wearing them. Come on.
Yes. Yes. So when we talk of letting go, because a lot of people always ask, how can I let go and trust the universe? Do you feel it's about letting go of these concepts we've given ourselves, our race, our religion, nationality? Is this the greatest way to let go and trust the universe?
Let go what? What is taking to you, I want to know?
Well, a lot of people might say they want to let go of the stress. They want to let go of confusion. They want to let go of the chaos around them.
Okay.
They want to let go of
fear. We will leave the chaos around us. That is a different aspect. We'll handle that separately. Want to let go of the stress, want to let go of the confusion. No, you don't have to let these things go. You just don't have to cause it.
Yes.
Your confusion is caused by you. Your stress is caused by you. Because all human experience is coming from within. What is coming from within must happen the way you want it. If it's not happening the way you want it, it's simply because fundamentally you have not seen that this is my karma. You have not seen that right now I have crazy thoughts going in my head. You don't see this is my doing. You think somebody is doing it to you. Now, nobody is doing this to you. It is you. Somebody will throw a ball how you hit it is yours, isn't it? See, what the world does to you, you have no choice about it. But what you make out of it is entirely yours. This is karma. Because in the outside situation, you said there is chaos. I don't know which part of London you are.
I'm in the chaotic part.
So the world around you will never be 100% the way you want it. Even if there are just two people at your home, still it's not the way you want it 100%. Never will be. Outside will never will be 100% the way you want it. But what is within? This must be 100% the way I want. If this is 100% the way you want, how would you be? Miserable or joyful?
Joyful.
Blissful or stressful?
Blissful.
Then how, when you're not stressful, how do you let it go?
You have to choose.
When you don't have, how do you let go something that you don't have? You create it. You create it and then you want to let it go. What for? You don't have to create it. Because what you call a stress is inefficient way of managing your mind. What do you call
Definitely. A lot of people right now, humanity is looking for answers. Many people are losing hope and they're wanting the world to change. If we truly all step into our true power, who do you think we would be and what would the world look like? If everybody stepped into their true power, who would we be and what would the world look like?
We would be human beings. So right now we are acting like aliens on this planet. We would be human. To be human means the significance of being human is every other creature has its territories and boundaries. There is a reptilian brain within our brain, which fixes boundaries. Maybe in London, I don't know if you've seen this or not, if you come to Asia or anywhere else, you will see there are street dogs peeing all over the place all the time. They're doing this not because they have some urinary issue. They're doing this because they're building a kingdom. Pea kingdom, of course, but it's a kingdom. They're setting the boundaries as to this boundary belongs to me. So unfortunately, most human beings are still in the same condition. They're constantly busy fixing boundaries. Though the idea of being human in terms of physiological development is the cerebral cortex, which allows us to think beyond our boundaries, which is always making us feel wherever there is a boundary, we want to break it and be bigger than that. See, if I lock you up in a 5x5 cubicle, you will feel horribly imprisoned. After 3 days, I will release you. And you will feel terribly liberated, all right? Hugely liberated. But within 2 days, again, 10x10 cubicle will feel terrible once again. If I release you into a 100x100 cubicle, then you will feel wonderfully free for 2 days, but then again you will feel horribly imprisoned. So it doesn't matter where I set the boundary. The moment you can feel the boundary, you want to break it. So this is the essence of being human. There is something within you which is longing to be boundless. But right now, people are approaching boundlessness. People are approaching infinite nature in installments. They want to buy it in the shop, or they want to conquer the world piece by piece. It will never, you are not going to approach the infinite in installments. If you want the infinite, you have to obliterate the boundaries of your own individual nature. That is how you will know the infinite. This is what the word yoga means.
Many times in this new world, this instant gratification, people want a quick fix. They want to do something in 24 hours. Many masters like yourself, yogis, have spent an entire lifetime working on themselves. So how long do you think it's going to take the average human being?
One moment is all it takes.
One moment, okay.
Yes, Because from outward focus to inward focus, it's just a simple turnaround. There's no journey to make. There's no distance. What is the distance between you and yourself, I'm asking? Time arises only when there's a distance, isn't it?
Yes.
When there is no distance, there is no time. So how long will it take? There's no such thing. If you make yourself absolutely willing, it's just one moment. But if your willingness comes in installments, all the best. Who knows how long?
GoDaddy, you can sell anything, anywhere.
You mean I can sell fried chicken like we've been craving family gatherings?
Anything.
And I can link my merch to online marketplaces like Amazon, eBay, and Etsy?
Anywhere. The world's been waiting for what you do. So no matter what you're selling or where it's needed, with GoDaddy, you can sell anything, anywhere.
It all depends on you. How willing are you? If your willingness is total, it's just one moment.
For one moment to change the world, that's so empowering.
No. I'm not talking about changing the world. I'm talking about an individual human being.
Yes.
Yes. See, you said how to transform the humanity. You cannot transform the humanity because there are no such thing as humanity. They're just human beings. There is you and me.
Yes.
If you are willing, I said it will take 1 minute. You try to make your friend willing, let me see. You will see how long it will take.
That's very true. That's so true. And what keeps you in good spirits with everything that's happening? Because you have to deal with a lot of people every single day.
I'm not keeping myself in good spirit. I'm a good spirit.
A good spirit.
I'm not soaked in spirit. I'm the spirit.
Yes, because this whole concept of raising the frequency, raising the vibration.
Ooh, what is that? Are they running a radio station or something?
Well, a lot of people always want an elevated state of consciousness. They want to feel more alive. And would you say that sometimes just letting go of all of that is how you feel more alive in itself?
Letting go what?
Trying so hard.
Letting go what? Only thing that is going away is life. As you sit here, life is just ticking away. Nothing else to let go. What is ticking? Nothing's ticking here. You imagine all those things and you see, it's like this. You imagine a burden on your head and you carry it with great difficulty. And then you imagine you put it down. All the best. But tomorrow morning, something bigger will be sitting on your head. Because you are living in the land of imagination on memory. This is the problem. See, memory is of yesterday. It's something that's already gone by. Imagination is about something that's yet to happen. So your imagination is rooted in your memory. Whichever way your memory is, an exaggerated version is the imagination. Both these things have no relevance to life. Because both of them are not alive. You're talking about me being in good spirit. No, I'm not in good spirit. This is the spirit. This is the way every life is made. But they have put a head on top of it, which is like a rock. And it puts the spirit down. Spirit can't get out. There is a rock sitting here. I don't have a rock on my head. Just to make it substantial, I'm wearing a turban.
Many times, people are looking for someone to guide them, leaders, politicians. Do we have to lead ourselves, or is someone coming to help us?
Most of us are in democratic nations. Why politicians are not ourselves? They are ourselves, too. Hello?
Yes.
Don't refer to them like they landed upon us from somewhere. They were ordinary people like you and me. Something that you think is a dirty job, you're not willing to lend your life to make it happen. So they lent their life. And today we are putting them under microscope and think they are the evil people. No, they were just like you and me, but they took this troublesome job of leading a nation, which is a big headache in today's world. But they have taken it up. So all we have to do is support them. And demand the right kind of action because it's a democratic process. Rather than thinking they are some kind of evil species which has invaded this world.
Sadhguru, I want to thank you for your precious time and you diving deep with us into infinite waters. You are truly appreciated. I love your message, and thank you for everything you do for humanity.
Next time, I'll come with an oxygen tank, Ralph.
Thank you.
So I can go much deeper and see what the hell is that.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, you guys. Please, thank you guys for tuning in to another broadcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. As you guys know, I'm your host, Haru. And, guys, today on Spiritual Soul Sunday, I wanted to talk about, you know, there's a time to heal and then there's a time to destroy. You know what I mean? But in that title alone, you know, if you have been paying attention to some of the past broadcasts, guys, we have been talking this month. I decided to do a series on the origins of America, and the origins of America, right? So in the beginning of the series, it talks about the Moors, the Wachita. Excuse me, guys. I do apologize if I sound slurred or my speech or something like that, because I had surgery on my mouth, you know what I'm saying, this week. But you know, guys, this is my passion, so you know, there's no days off unless something is going on in the background. But I've been doing a series on the original humans. You know, who were the original humans? A lot of people say the Moors, a lot of people, you know, see them as a Wachita people. Excuse me if I'm saying that incorrectly. The second one was the Salt Lake, Utah. Anyway, guys, it's just, you know, these rivers and these monuments, you know what I'm saying? What could be beneath them? You know, could it be ancient cities that these monuments, you know, were built on top of? You know, I've done three broadcasts. The last one here was what's at the Grand Canyon, okay? So what's at the Grand Canyon, guys? You know, what's underneath the Grand Canyon? In my research, I found a lot of interesting stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I went back. Check out the archives for that. I went over that because it brings us to, you know, a lot of us are healing, you know, heal the world, make it a better place. You know what I'm saying? Positive vibes only. You know, balance energy, you know what I'm saying? But there is rarely talk about, you know, the chaos or the fire or the purification that is also needed in order to destroy things. And, or, you know, we look at destruction, you know, as a bad thing. Now, we do understand that everything is energy. And, you know, what you put out, you know, and what you get back. Sometimes we can be imbalanced in our chaos to where we start to attract, you know, these things to us. You know, as in the last interview, you know, we create a lot of these things, whether knowingly or unknowingly. I say knowingly because I've been creating shit knowingly, you know, here lately. So, but, you know, it's just to kind of do a trial and error, you know what I'm saying, as far as getting into, you know, the depths of the dormant parts of you. You know, they always say, you know, you must study yourself, you must know thyself, you know what I'm saying? But when you get to certain parts of knowing thyself, it doesn't always feel good, it doesn't always look good, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, like we don't speak a lot on the processes that we come through in knowing yourself, you know what I'm saying, guys? It don't always look good or feel good, you know? So there comes a time to heal, then there comes a time to destroy. Now, another thing I want to point out is that there seems to be on this whole entire planet, there seems to be what we call sacral chakra healing. You know what I'm saying? Another term may be coined as soul healing. You know what I'm saying? So you're seeing a lot of crazy shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But see, you see a lot of crazy shit going on a higher level and on a lower level. You know, you got mother going against the son. You got daughter going against the daughter. You got, you know, the grandkids going against the grandparents. You know what I'm saying? It's real crazy and it's real chaotic, right? But let's factor in morality. You know what I'm saying? There is a deeper morality, you know, code, structure, universal law and order. You know what I'm saying? Me and one of my brothers was talking about this, and it's like, you know, the codes of integrity. You know what I'm saying? So we do have the integrity, but we do have what I feel is a virus, you know what I'm saying, which is a morality code system, which is possibly not our own. You know, and this is just generally observation, you know, type deal. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that there's levels of it, but on a lower level of morality, I feel that that is a virus program. You know what I'm saying? So I said that because what it seems to be happening is what we call divine order of things. You know what I'm saying? So this is a destruction in which that is happening. You know what I'm saying? So is it that we, you know, interject our morality into this and, you know, like, okay, it, you know, you're supposed to do this way or you're supposed to heal this way or, you know, that, you know what I mean? So that's what we're talking about today, guys. Now, I see Brother Eternal here, and I also see other callers here. Thank you guys for always joining us. We definitely appreciate you guys for joining us here at the Hanson Awareness Radio. If you want to call in and weigh in on the topic, the number to call in is area code 929-477-3423. Please be sure that you guys press 1 to hear, so that we see you on the caller queue. Now, I'm going to bring Eternal on, but before I bring him on, guys, I want to discuss the karma. You know, that seems to be where we're at as far as how this broadcast is going. Now, when it comes to karma, guys, some people don't believe in karma. You know what I'm saying? Right or wrong, law of cause and effect. I like to relate karma to the law of cause and effect. You know what I'm saying? What we put out is what we get back, right? So even with that, let's talk on a universal level. Brother Wisdom gave you kind of a chaotic spin on karma, you know, what the white man has, you know, done and all of this. But I injected the second clip, you know, to bring a little balance to that karma. And, you know, and that balance is the accountability as far as the collective is concerned. You know, what is our collective? You know, see, we like to blame Whitey and we like to blame Tomahu, but, you know, what is in our very own backyards that we're not taking account for? It's a lot of shit, y'all. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of shit that we have been sweeping under the rug for generations, you know, and then we look like, oh, my God, why is this happening? Or, oh, my God, I can't believe, you know, we're clutching our pearls and shit. But in actuality, is this what we created? You know what I mean? So there's a time to heal. Yes, we've been healing since the age of Aquarius, you know, since the cycle of Aquarius, you know what I'm saying? But what about, what if what is happening right now is that Mother Earth, you know what I'm saying, has given us opportunity to get our shit together, quote, you know, or to, like, he was saying on the clip, Ralph's guest, I can now pronounce his name, but I know Eternal know his name, but, you know, compassion, you know, what we knew to be normal or what we had been taught to be normal, you know what I'm saying, is not really normal. You know, he said compassion is normal. Balance is normal. And see, I know that this is the type of things that Eternal be on and Eternal, you know, always teaches about. And I feel at times that he wants us to kind of get at times, especially when he's teaching, But, you know, I feel that the destruction part needs to happen. We need to, you know, destroy these virus programs. You know, nature's a program. We've been talking about programs, y'all. Nature's a program. Money is a program, you know, but using these programs do not have to be a bad thing, but using these programs, you know what I'm saying, in a balanced aspect, you know, in a compassionate aspect, you know, the money, we can use it to help one another out, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are so many things that we can do in order to turn this around. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring Eternal in. Peace, peace, peace on to you, Eternal. How have you been? Peace. All right, we can't hear you. You might be muted on your end.
Peace, 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 peace.
Peace. Yeah, I can hear you.
Greetings. How you doing,
greetings,
brother?
Greetings, greetings. I'm doing great, man. Truly feel refreshed and really interested about this topic, you know, time to heal or time to destroy, but mainly karma and everything that's going on. We haven't spoken in a while, Eternal, but everything that's going on right now in this world today, let's go ahead and start there.
I mean, as you see it, time's speeding up as time is slowing down. So now you have more opportunity of time. Just that time is etheric. So now how much do you really put on your etheric side to explain time? We're in space. So just like brother said, if you look at it, Sadguru, S-A-D-G-U, I think it's G-U-R-U, Sadguru, S-A-D-H. Yeah. He basically explains the infinite. And this is why even eternal became eternal. It explains how we have to do something in the nomenclature, appellation movement. Like, if you was a car, how do your car work? You're not going to just take your car out every time and just take it out every time and don't put what is called investments into your car. If so, your car breaks down. So this is why we break down. You have to invest into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is what explains that mental, physical, spiritual that, you know, I always talk about, because that's the Trinity. We have to have mother, father, and the child. You are in your mother's grace. You are in your father's time. Yet you're the neutral, which makes natural. That's why the magic is very easy to be used, from Geosha to Theragy. And once one knows that, they can say, oh, I gave you some charm, or I end up being manipulated. So now it's the charisma behind it. That's where the magic comes from. We're magicians. We make music also with our magician's ability. So now, if it's flowetry and poetry that you hear out of it, it basically resonates to keep it in your memory. Instead, some of us aren't able to do that. So now we become a project to how we speak to each other. And it makes a point where if you haven't tapped into enough people, you haven't tapped into yourself yet. So what you have to do is go around the world and tap into other people to see where you at, who you are as what you say you are when you speak around other people. So now you know that that is you. If not, then you are not you yet. And that's why it takes time to know yourself. We're all taking time right now. And now is the time to say, am I going to waste it? And am I going to look at someone who's not my culture, who's non-out of the culture, and then now this explains my life? And then I've been crippleizing myself in a, what we call it, the minority versus superior concepts. When we look at minority, it's how we think of ourselves. So minor is the word. Young in this mentality or young in this experiences. This is where it comes out to be the mentality coming out. So we're all taking these experiences. It's just what age are we? What stage are we in? You know, what mentality are we ready to deal with or not deal with? Let's look at it like this. Since we have been away for a minute, think about, you got a pen right now? Everybody should have a pen and a pencil. All right, cool, good. All right. Right, 13 times 28.
Okay.
Can you give me the answer?
364.
Mm-hmm. Now, how many days are in a year? Mm-hmm. So someone's changed your day out of a year, but called it each day to change your year. This is why our time is an illusion. You looking at that 13 times 28, it's 13 times 28 days. You know, it takes a half of a day to make it another day, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's not the whole day that is, you know, when it goes to night, we don't know how long it's been. We got to see, okay, it's a.m. all of a sudden, and now, we okay, it's not a.m., but it's really a.m. because the sun is up, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what changes our time. See, we've been getting out of the bed doing somebody else's time. So where is your time? Oh, that's right. You gave it up before you even got to start. You didn't even talk about life or nothing else. Yeah, oh, got to get up. I'm late. I got to get, oh, man. Oh, shoot. I got to fix the car. Oh, dang, this is all the stuff. By the time you're finished, you'll be in the full negative of that petrol, that fuel that you're supposed to have been putting in your car before you got started. So now you're just walking around like a robot, doing robotic things, talking to people robotically and expect them to still do the same thing, or do you want to call it change? Even though change is like a dollar, but doesn't make sense to everyone. We are percent of each one of each other. Yet we don't think that way. So some of us are possessive of their ways of thinking, like I'm greater than you. And that's where possession starts to become this evil spirit concept. Evil is just live backwards. The word evil, E-V-I-L-E. L-I-V-E. So anytime someone wants to become evil, they're taking a veil off themselves, not knowing how they're staying alive, but the wrong way of being alive. Just physically on the plane. You could be physically on the plane if you want to, but that's also plane, P-L-A-I-N, and that's simple to the minded people. That's why the brother said, you have to be more in activity. You have to start doing more active things. See, if you sit around long enough, all you do is just sit around and talk and gossip. Now you're a gossiping yourself, making a ghost out of everything. This, that's not here, this is there. This is not here, that's there. This, that's not, all these things that's not here. And then you say, oh, you're done with your imagination? Yep, I'm pretty much done. And then you send that person off, and now the person's like, oh, you was right. Wait a minute, right about what? I don't know, everything. You said a whole bunch of stuff. But you put the imagination in someone else, and then they're running off with the imagination. You call it a dream or a nightmare. Who's that nag on that nag? And the whole idea was a mental suppression of first the brother that didn't like the other, and now the other that now can help the brother because they both want to be evil to each other. Wow, that's how it worked? KKK yourself all day, huh? So you run around KKK and all of us, all around. Okay, KKK. Now I see. I mean, it was a veil in the first place. It was put over the head, and at the same time, it's supposed to be the Moors instead, but not being Moors. But now we're going to call it a Shriner, as in the shrine you up. Take it down to a Caesar universe, seizure cat, to even to your head, to be a Marine and a Marine self, or a Navy and Nativity self, but not Navy Nativity at all. More like Native. Don't know anything about your nativity because you cut it off. Your beard is gone. You're not a goat's herdsman anymore. You're just a goat shepherd. And this goat shepherd or goat's herdsman went to a shepherd, and now a shepherd should be a shaman, but a shaman is now a Sherman. And now we got Herman, a Herman instead of a He-Man. See, there's a lot of how the word became Hermana and Harmonica to ourselves. See, the word is and a masculine, but we don't hear that word unless we still start to repeat it to ourselves. So now you can hear the music as it's playing in our mind. You sick. Make you sick in thought of dis-easing everything you do. So now what is it in the activity that's really enlightening ourselves, like enlightening you? That's me. We're all connected some kind of way. So what makes us connect? Is it because we don't have the intellect? where we say, oh, I'd rather just be non-intellect. I'm going to go around and elect the president. But the president is in the White House. So what is the White House really? I thought it was a brothel, a parlor place, where we put our sisters at, calling them sluts and whores and thoughts, and not knowing that the feminine energy is where we got. And now what we get is what we got. We call it karmic debt. Now it's the Ka coming back. Kali Ma coming back. Yama Ya coming back to the set. We call her Aset. We call her Sekir. We call her Sekhmet. That's the energy that we see now. That's the Oshun that we speak of now. If not, then that's the reason why we got Christianized by the X, and not seeing the X as the complex that I thought of. X marks the spot, but we call it the spot and the G spot. Now it's a seven, like a layers, but don't know the skin, so it's a rainbow. And now we rain our bow, but we don't know what we tow from our head. The pineal, the pituitary. How do we open up? It's all about you now. It's all about the O with a pen. Because if not, it's a pen with an is. That pen is as a penis. Yeah, we've been perverted, bro. We've been a prick. We've been a dick even with dictionarial thoughts and not knowing what we dictate as far as saying the dick is in dichotomy. Separating the two and not seeing the vicarious as an atonement to ourselves. We make up something that's invisible, make it better than ourselves. And then we speak of that better than ourselves. And now we say, that's ourselves? How? What did you do? How do you make that connect? I don't see the connection. I'm not a surrogate. I'm an avatar. I'm an avatar. But we don't step up. That's why you got these other people stepping up, sitting in there, drinking your cup, sitting at your table, eating your food, and saying, oh, this person walked in rude. Now, how about you being rude and didn't say nothing as you take possession? That's why the intellection is down at its deep decimal point. We need to get into our higher joint of ourselves. If not, it's just a ligament that we're stuck in. We're all body parts. So soon as we get our zodiac together, we can actually go with the whole zodiac and wheel ourselves back into where our intellectual selves are. If not, then we haven't sat down long enough to do no type of shadow work. And what is the work for anywhere? We're to either dress ourselves or to wear a skirt in our thought. Or do we skirt down the street as we car, not a vehicle in our thought? We've been cartooned by animated thoughts now. And now these thoughts are not the thoughts that it's supposed to be. The T-H-O-U-G-H-T-S was taught. We're taught these things. So now ma'at, we got to know ma'at these things. And how ma'ati, how you get back into ma'ati energy. Ma'ati is the mother. You connect back to the brother. That brother that didn't say, I don't teach you or treat you the same or plain as the next Jane and call her a Jane and her a Jane, and now I'm John. And now I'm John giving you dough. Now I'm John Doe. I'm the one that's coming out the bathroom, pulling up my pants, trying to zip up my zipper, pissed on the floor, and don't wipe it up. I'm the one that don't wash my hands and became non-mannerism as the caveman did when he came out of the cave. Same person that laid with that woman and decided to put money down and change. So she could change. Maybe her actions later on. Maybe she will no longer have to be the whore down the street. Maybe she don't no longer have to say she don't have any skills to do anything else because she never did anything else but that. That's what we're running into. You got no choice. If your mother was that type of person that left the house at an early age and couldn't do what she had to do because she felt like whatever going on inside was messing her up, so she felt rage and she left it because it was a cage. It was like an animal, as in animal thought mentality. Now we wild as we get out, domesticated even. We don't see our higher self, like they said. You are connected to it all the time. You got to express life first before you start expressing yourself like mine. Mine. That's mine. We're taking and snatching everything like that's our own possession. Precious, my precious. As a ring put on your finger. Saturnalia. And most people get married on a Saturday not knowing what they felt. Whole thought of a pill or a hole. A well, even. A well with a hole. We're talking about a whole well. We're talking about Jane, the whole well being swallowed, you being swallowed by a well. What is well anyway? But a thought, well, as in what water comes out of. See, they weld it out in our face, and we wouldn't even see how many times you've been seen by this. It's a scene to everything, like scenery. How do you see it? Scene? See, we say that like Zen. Zen, like Zion. That's why we noise ourselves with words, forward and backward, Tamura. Know your language. Your language is yourself that gives you superior power, and if you don't use the power, then the power is not you, and now you devour yourself into the words that you say, and you keep respelling and spelling these words out like a gossip, and now you gossip to everyone else, and now it's a ghost spell, and now that's all your whole, what we call the White House and the president. So you elected yourself, too, as an electoral, not knowing that's not even a part of you in the first place. You've been elected to do something else besides you who are already was doing whatever you was already doing before you said, oh, on November 2nd, I got to go elect. Who? When you ain't done yourself yet.
Powerful. Wow. All right, you guys. Let's go ahead and bring in, we got Mary Fox with us too. You know, Mary, what we, the topic for today is there's a time to heal and there's a time to destroy. And you just came on, but we kind of been talking about karma, cause and effect. You know, Eternal just painted the whole picture and accountability. You know what I'm saying? In the things that we have done, both behind the curtain and secret, you know, a lot of our women, you know, have been lost, have been broken. Not to say that it's the woman's fault, but like the direction in which a lot of this, you know, has been willed. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mary, I don't want to blame nobody, but, you know, it may play a huge part. You know what I mean? It may play a huge part, you know, into you know, where we're at today as a society. You know, and what I'm finding is that we have to, you know, we have to balance. We have to get back to that compassion. You know, but you're the Virgo, you know what I'm saying? So you know that compassionate, you know, mothery, you know, loving. You know when you're at that state. You know what I'm saying? It seems that that's what we all have to get back to. So just, you know, what's your whole perspective on there's a time to heal, there's a time to destroy, and getting back to compassion?
All right. Well, hey, everybody. I want you to have a great day.
Thank you.
That's like a golden rule, you know, a time to destroy. It's a time to heal, time to destroy. It's like saying it's a time to cry and it's a time to, you know, be happy and dance. Nature is natural, you know. Definitely, I want to say that when you come to a point in your life where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you just sick and tired, like, that's when you gonna have to face yourself in the mirror and talk to yourself and make the decision on, you know, who am I? Where am I going? Like, I mean, it's the time, you know, it's divine timing, you know, everybody, not just one person, not this person over there, not everybody comes to their point in their life. Even the most evil people, you know, come to the point, because, I mean, they wouldn't be getting divorces and all of this type stuff if they didn't have breaking points. And, you know, points where, you know, everything in nature, you know, it has a beginning and an end. And it's a cycle. It's a continued cycle. It's called the life cycle, you know. So within saying that, you know, everything has a design and is by design, you know. So just to not get off too far, you know, off base, I want to say that, wait a minute, one second, I'm sorry, y'all.
My kids distracted me. having breakfast and a late breakfast this morning, and I came on the show and saw y'all on here, and you know, I said coming on, because you know, I think within 2021, you know, with this big awakening and everything, you know, it was evident that people need to heal, and it's evident that, you know, some things need to be destroyed in order for people to go forward and to heal, you know, like this government, this the CDC, you know, we're beginning to see what all these companies really is doing and what they're really about, you know, when, you know, some people, I mean, just the other day, a lot of people were walking blindly and, you know, just, you know, whatever their doctor tell them to do, whatever their state representative set for them, or whatever the school board set for them, you know, that's just what they went by. So a lot of people are waking up to the fact that, oh, hold up, wait a minute. You know, maybe I'm being robotic. I'm just going along, just get along. Wait a minute. I have thoughts. You know, I have ambitions. Wait a minute. There's some things that I want to do. I want to see, you know, and it's not being fulfilled because I'm stuck in this pattern of the program, the big program, you know. So the destruction is, we have to destroy the old to be able to bring in the new. And the new is the healing, you know. It heals all that old, that war, the spirit, everything that we have to go through. So, like I said, it's like the life cycle, you know. It's common. It's needed, you know.
What I hear you saying is that the destruction is happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was saying just yesterday to my people that the program, it seems that the programs are coming offline. You know what I'm saying? People are starting to say, wait a minute, I'm just playing along to get along. You know, the world is starting to wake up. But, you know, on their timing, you know what I'm saying? We're starting to see through the smoke, you know, so that's the destruction. Yeah. And then we come into the divine balance and order of healing. That's how
I'm seeing it happening. Yeah, and I think we're doing it all at the same time because, you know, of how, I guess, the timelines and everything is blended in together. It's seeming that we are doing it all at the same time, which is like, you know, kind of chaotic. But, I mean, we are chaotic beings. So, you know, it's just, you know, we just have to just be aware and keep striving, you know, for what it is that our purpose, what it is that we're here to do, you know, whether that is to cause destruction or you know, or reconstruction or you know, whatever it is that we are here to do, you know. So I'm glad that you did this show today because, you know, people need to know that, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Whatever it is that you're going through, it's okay. And, you know, just keep pushing through. Keep pushing through because, you know, when you push through and have that breakthrough, and at the end of it, you are relieved and you can heal, you know, and you can be yourself or be new, brand new, or whatever it is.
Okay. I have a question for Eternal. Eternal, if you had anything to say as far as what Mary was saying, but I had a question for you, Eternal. Is there, do you feel how people are healing? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel that there's a certain way one should heal, or do you feel that things should happen how they happen?
That can go both ways. And, yeah, to add on what Mary was saying, everything is, as she said, like, you got to go through the flow of it. And that's what makes us go through Ma'at. Ma'at is balance. And so once you find balance in yourself, that's how you, like, if it's not working for you, then that's not Ma'at for you in your favor. Now, of course, Ma'at can be in your favor once it's become balanced. And that's where, you know, we usually have the difficulties of saying, well, something's against me. It must be something else causing that. And that's how the vicarious atonement starts to kick in, or the dichotomy, making something up that's not even there. And so your imagination, as that guru said, is stronger than you think. So now you created the imagination. Like, my son's mother wanted me to cheat on her for some reason. I don't know why, yet then I found out. And then it was like, oh, because you're the cheater. And so it's like, I didn't know that these are the things that some of us are going to have to grow up. You got to grow up in it. You wouldn't know what it is. And as you're growing up in it, you're growing into it. So now you didn't know what you're growing into, right? And then you feel like you grew up as you're growing up in it. You're growing through it, and then you got to grow out of it. Because if you don't grow out of it, that's why you're still growing through it. And that's why there's four names to all of these things. And if you write that down, it'll keep you in knowing north, east, west, and south. Your head is up north, right? Your feet is down south. And from your west to your east, that'll be from what we say our heart is in the east, right? And our back is in the west. So if you look at how you make a compass to yourself, you also make different type of accomplishments towards yourself. Now you know navigation. See, what navigation ended up doing was messing us up. And because of certain type of navigations, certain people to talk, how are you talking through your feet versus through your head, or through your head versus your feet, or through your heart, or through your back versus your heart. And so now we're walking around talking, you know, because our mom and dad gave us certain things. And now you have to learn your third out of that first and second that didn't make sense, that made sense, and now there's an in-between, like she said earlier, about neutral. Neutral is natural. Once you become unnatural, it don't work for you. Then you have to find out what is natural. Now, when that comes into play, it's a new method that we all basically know is old. It was the oxytocin that your mother gave you breast milk off of. They call it the telekinetic, telepathic ability. And because you didn't learn that, or we didn't learn that, it was taken away from her, and then she started eating the wrong foods, because at Sekhmet, the story of Sekhmet, she was a strong goddess like Black Athena. Now, the people know the story, it's just mixed up stories put together. It's still Queen Aset, or Empress Aset, or the deity Aset in our mind. We've been shown this woman, Mommy Watson, so many ways at a Starbucks right there on the coffee store, and you buying coffee. Coffee is soup. So we're drinking soup and drinking it as the beginning of your day. But now think about this. Sekhmet is one who was the goddess of war. So she destroyed a lot of things. It was only because she did not want her family destroyed. So that's why it made her who she was. She had a principle, not a gender. And now people are becoming the genders versus the principles. And this was destroying our inside as it's outside. So we have to get back into what Ma'at is. Ma'at is math, our mathematics. So going back to Sekhmet, going black to Sekhmet, triple black, she actually was one who came out of the war, and they said, okay, as the warrior's goddess, you got to, you know, calm down. But they didn't know how to calm her down, so they had to come up with something. They had to give her something that was off her own self, and that was her own blood. She didn't know she was drinking her own blood, though. So now she was drinking her own blood as to calm down herself. Then they said, okay, let's do it a step a little bit further because, you know, the blood working, but, you know, we need to get something a little bit, you know, got to break it down a little bit more. So let's ferment it, the blood. So now we can make wine out of it. That's what we do now. So why not on the weekend, you wind down, you're feeling good, you did the dancing, you did the low vibrational dancing to all the low vibrational music that's out there. because you don't have high frequencies unless you see it, and then you use that. So now your spirits, like what I just saw, people got fine wine and spirits together. That's not our words, but it's our words. We use it. So it's caught up in your spell. Just like I say Jesus, it's the same way I say Yahshua. But see, because I say Yahshua and you say Jesus, you might think Jesus is more superior than Yahshua, but yet they both are on the same frequency, just in a different language. And since we use that, this is the same way that we're using the spirits. And we're calling it spirits, so it's okay to do death. It's okay to kill somebody, because in Jesus' name, we can kill. If you Greek, we all right. But if you barbarian, we can kill you. That's where Barbary Coast comes from. This is where the Barbie of the real barbarians, right, the barbers, not the barbary, they changed that. That's why Holly Berry is like Hollywood being Holly Berry of the Holly. So now a spiritual wood cut down, decimated into a point where even the black cat being what she was, she had to be a cat, right? They put her as a cat, didn't they? Catwoman. Let me help you out. See, these are the things that we are all connected to, and we wouldn't see it. But it's put in front of you so many times that I got to have you already submitting towards it, make you already docile towards it. So whenever I need to pull the big bang on you, you ain't going to do nothing. You're going to just sit there and take it. But you got giants on your back. You got giants that got your back. You got the little dwarf people that they call dwarf. We call them sick. We call them twa people. We got the semi-tawi unk. The unk, what we call unks, Asante, crooks. See, they changed it and it became cross. So when you cross into yourself, you're still doing a leg bump. You're still doing Eshu, but you wouldn't know what Eshu is because you didn't know Eshu in the word, like you said before. You wrote it down, you put it there, you texted it up and showed it on everybody on Facebook. It's Jesus. The word Eshu is right in the middle of it. So now who is us? We're connected by all the vibrations, just don't see us in them vibrations. So externally, we start speaking. Oh, my God going to be my favorite, my this and my that, and my now you my glorious than more anything else than everything around you. Like, how you do that? You put yourself in a bubble, Michael Jackson. But Michael Jackson has the M and the J, so that's Mother, Mary, and Jesus. So everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to follow. It's not a lamb, though. See, the lamb was to make us see how sheep herdsmen always carry the lambs, put it over their back, all kind of things like that. Make sure that lamb, like a calf, gets to where they need to get to, their cud, that kid, is why they sacrifice, made it a goin. This is where adrenochrome comes from. This is why Hollywood is all in that. They want your child to be a model for yourself. And now mentoring ourselves, as in take a tear as a tour. This is where the mentoring, tearing ourselves back into something else that's not a part of us and calling it society. We're not that. We're social. There's a difference. You go around being black versus white, there's a difference. You're going to find out. Especially your friends act black, and you know that's not them. And then you say, wait a minute, what's black, though? See, that's the problem. As the brother said, Negroid race. We ain't in a Negroid race. And you see, there goes further back is Moors, Almoravid, Almohad, Almohad. You hear that? Remember the Alamo? They gave you names that let you know about Mo, Moo, Moors. And so that's why our cow is our words. And now we're cowards with words. We got to be knowing what cow or ka is. Ka is our spirit. Ka means create. So how much are we not creating even in our own language? This is your language. Your language was given to you by your mama. So now you're going to say somebody else has got a better language than you? Are you serious? Then you already downplayed yourself like the docile cat. See, you're not a Black Panther. You're a little meow, pussy cat. What do they call it that? That's why we run around looking for one. But our energy has been into docile ourselves like a dog. So now we call each one now dog and ma. We're dog and ma now. So now MF without knowing mother and father. See, we've been docile by thinking docile. So now how much do I put into my body to say in a meditational time I'm going to put the strength of neutral because that's not who I am to what I know who I am to now become who I am? Because we say I am before we come to anything else. And then there's may I, because you know you I have. So now how you may I yourself? That's what may represents when you say I am backwards. Words been in front of us. We just got to know how we're putting it back to I have, because you think it all the time. Just that, how do you thought it out? That's a plot or a plan. But is it a plane that you want when you do that? Are you an air in a plane when you do that? These are all actually zodiac signs. First house, second house, third house, fourth house. I know it might take time to catch what I'm saying. It just, you just got to put whatever it is down and then come back to it later. Because that's what we call prima nocta. See, you got to, I mean, not prima nocta. That's called sui juris. Because what they did is created prima nocta, which means to rape your mind as they rape your woman. As to when you marry somebody, like a finance man who a fiance marries a woman, as marry again, here's the lamb going where to fall low as a fellow. See, we fell low at the knees. But as a woman that's being an angel, but now we're angel. See, it was Angela. That's why she was Angela. That's why we got Los Angeles. We're looking at Kali Ma again. Back into ourselves, reform ourselves. Now get into the human zoo, get in front of everybody. Let's wear white. Oh, no, let's wear black. I don't know what you're wearing, but it's on a Saturday instead of a Wednesday. What's up with that? Wednesday, the god of Odin, because there's not really a god of Odin in the first place. It's Mercury energy. It's what we call Tutmos or what we call Tahuti. That's the day you're supposed to connect to yourself to have this wedding that you're doing where everybody's supposed to come to. But we don't do it on a Wednesday because nobody got a day off on a Wednesday. They spend their time for something else. This is why we don't put the miracles, as we call it, to ourselves. This is why we have sex with people who are not even of our same blood race to ourselves. And then we want to say we want to amalgamate as the caveman did to ourselves. Are you serious? That's not self-mastery. We got to destroy some things in order to create, don't we? Well, this is stuff we need to start destroying. Let's start marrying the youngest generation at 13 and saying that 13 is okay to marry a 13-year-old because, shoot, she's intelligent by now. I mean, she just started growing up, didn't she? I need to get them early. I need the egg to produce what I need, and I need the strong one. James Brown did it. Stevie Wonder did it. Ray Charles did it. You talking about these people are supposed to be handicapped. Bill Cosby did it. I can keep on going on, but it's just like letting you know about Boulé and how much Boulé we've been doing in front of the woman and saying, it's okay. She's an Eastern star. She all right. She Eastern star. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the Western star? What about any other stars? Oh, can she actually come past these? Can she be a supernova? Can she be higher than the little star? Because I noticed that they don't get higher degrees. What's up with that? Oh, I know. Because she's already superior and there's inferiors of one going to the degree to 330 to go 33 degrees. Come on. You serious? We got to do all of that. So you broke us down to get build us back up. That sounds like some kind of slavery thing, some kind of militant thing.
Yeah.
We've been in a militia to even destroy our own minds. Look at this. So now how much do you really meditate? Do you sit down, meditate, and breathe as strong as you possibly can? Can you breathe like you're going to die? That's what you should do. Breathe like you're going to die, but now your one breath, you depend on that one breath to get you back alive. If you haven't done that yet, there's a lot of things you just got started in with that body of yours. You ain't even got started. You're just like a baby right now on the earth. They say you're supposed to be earth linking to the earth. So that means you got to go somewhere. You got to get on the mountain. You got to touch the water. You got to be near some water, be near some trees, get to the earth. Find some animals, some insects, connect to them. If you already run around, oh, I'm scared of that. I don't like this. You are the alien on the earth right now. You've been alienating yourself with everything. Look at you. You're wearing a mask now. Walk around with a mask. Embarrassing. Here you calling about Jesus. How you going to call on him? You got a mask. You waiting on him? He going to have a mask on too? I mean, we're going to say, I can't touch you because you got a mask on. I mean, that's some stuff you got to really think about. Like, are we really putting our mind to a docile way of thinking? Do we really got to walk around and say, oh, elbow touch. Hey, girl, elbow touch. What the freak is that? We ain't never did that before. We were hugging. Look, they got us now elbow bumping. Kind of crazy crap hole is that? Now, turnover. I'm turning over right now. Kind of mess. Over here trying to save our people so we can be more ignorant and blind. I don't want to be ignorant or blind. I got all my senses. Everybody using theirs? Their eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Start using our senses so we see what empathy is. Telepathy is a point of having sympathy. Once you know that, your telepathy starts to kick in. Yes, you have to sympathize for certain people. Yes, you have to sympathize for even the the brothers that's on the street because they down and out. Maybe they just down and out today. They might not be down and out tomorrow, but now since you helped them out a little bit, they can be more than down and out tomorrow. Or you feel like, oh, mm-hmm. as soon as I give it to him, he's going to turn on me. Really? Well, then, keep going with your imagination then. You've been doing this far, doing great. All right, then keep on going then. See how my aunt helps you.
Yeah.
My aunt is just
that's
you,
part.
You know?
Your mind.
You're your way.
That when it
become your path. Start activating.
Healing, y'all. You know, like, I always ask, you know, a question is, do we really want to heal? You know, we talk about healing, y'all, a thing in which, you know, Eternal would just broke down, you guys, like, what is the real stuff that we have to destroy? You know, it's like the roots, you know, like if a lot of this is viruses, we have to destroy the roots, you guys, and some of the roots, I feel that we don't want to let go of, you know, we don't want to, there is so much, you know, that aha moments that came to mind when Eternal was breaking down, you know, I'm starting to see that there are levels of synchronization, you know, reconnecting to the earth, you know, I'm noticing like when I'm at certain vibrations and, you know, it's like, the birds, you know, they'll start coming, or, you know, I'll start attracting all of these insects, you know, and like nature is like, you know, solely attracted, you know what I'm saying, to me versus, you know, if I create chaos for myself and I start to, you know, dwindle down into a lower vibration for myself, self-created, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like they started to push away, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, you know, the more we start to raise our vibrations and the more we start to be consistent, aha, there it is. The moment we start to be consistent with our vibrations, right? Not nothing external, but consistent with you. I just had an aha moment, y'all. Consistent with yourself. Consistent with your vibration, consistent with your vibration. I'm sorry, y'all. I just had a moment. Mary, go ahead and take the mic. I just had a moment.
It's okay because you have to be consistent
vibration.
When you're healing. You know, you can't start, you know, your detoxing and your herbs and eating right, and then a month later, and you doing something else. No, you got to be consistent with it in order for it to work for you. Because if you don't be consistent with it, it's not going to work for you. And you're going to be like, everybody's saying that this work and this do that, but it really don't work because, you know, because you're not being consistent with it.
Yeah.
So that was really powerful. You know, you got to be consistent in your healing, you know. Or you're going to keep being destructive and keep going in that destructive cycle, you know, if you're not consistent with it, you know, because definitely one thing that I learned in life and, you know, just noticing just life, period, is like when oh, sorry, yeah, I kind of lost it, but I'm just going to come back to what I was saying. What I learned about life is if you don't pay attention, like say you set some goals and, you know, you say, I want to get here, and, you know, you start trying to reach those goals. If you don't have determination, if you're not consistent in it and you don't have no confidence in yourself, or, you know, a lot of things, if you don't have those things, then you're not going to be successful. You're not. You're just not, because you're going to get distracted because, you know, we say every day that it's distractions. They distracting with it. It is. You know, just life, period, is a distraction because, you know, when we are doing those things, those goals and
things like that, you know, is like we're trying to take control of our life, in which we have no control of, but we're guided. It's some way we're guiding ourselves, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we have to stay aware that
I was going to say, let me help you out. We did a show. It's not that we're controlling it. It's that we will it. Like, we don't have control per se, but we have influence, if you will.
Yes. And then it's guiding. We're guiding ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And also just, you know, you got to have. You got to have you and when you was you speaking earlier or it could have been internal, but you was talking on dang, why did I just lose it? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
You know,
me and Mary J is friends, and sometimes you know what I'm saying, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
but
okay.
Anyway,
that's why eternal things
anyways,
in the background too, Mary, about, you know, what you're saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, eternal, well, go ahead, Mary, finish your thought. Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Let eternal, and then it'll come back to me and I'll kick in and jump in after you.
Okay. All right. All right. Go ahead, Eternal. What is that?
To be consistent is to show how constant is. You got to have constant and consistent to be constant. So that takes time. That takes discipline. That's why I explained the 13 times 28, you get 364. Now 365, like they gave you 12 times 12 months, you know, that concept, 12 months, and that's how you get a year, you're actually changing your whole different perspective. 13 represents a full cycle of resurrection. We know that from one of the cards in our tarot deck. And when you go through resurrection, you're basically going through death. You're waking up. You come into a new stage of yourself. Most of us guarantee we were having sex by 13 because intellectually, we probably got touched to make that speed up time. So now by 13, you already want to get it. By 14, you already know what it's like. You feel like you're an expert by 15. So it's like it goes up in numbers, yet at the same time, it goes back down on the way our ability is. So saying 28, by the time you're 28, you should be knowing about life, you know. And then same time, this 28 is a day cycle. So when we look at 13 and the 28 day cycle, it explains a lot. 28 representing how many days of the moon cycle that it changes from you having a menstrual cramping to now you cleaned out, you full. You empty, you good. You can do a whole bunch of stuff. And now basically like an empty vessel ready to get filled up again. So just like what I was explaining about drinking alcohol, it changes your bowel. Alcal, right? Alcal like Achilles, like Achilles a will. Achilles the will like a heel to yourself. Instead of healing, you get depression. That's where depressed comes from. That's why it's a dis-ease to ourselves when we do stuff. The destruction. Destruct ourselves by instruction. What we put in ourselves, constructive mind thinking or non-thinking of the mind will allow to keep the charging going. You know what I mean? Like, even memory takes charging. So you got to, what I just sent to you, the blue Bavarian herb. Our body depletes every day. So if we don't put like blue Bavarian herb in our body, the brain doesn't get the activity like it used to be. So now when the weather changes, you change. And now you slow down like the weather. That's why I was explaining time earlier. This is why it's important to know like not just part of what a person's saying, everything the person is saying. And if a person don't know a part of what that person is saying, then that person should just not say too much. Just listen. He wanted to listen to you because it's not your time yet. It's like that's where you're supposed to slow down. When you're able to speed up is when you already know what to say and it just come right off the ear. And you didn't even got to actually, you're freestyling basically. None of this, like what I'm doing right now, none of this is planned in my mind to say it. I'm just actually throwing it out there. It comes piece by piece by piece, but it's like that's what a train can do for you. You can train yourself to be more able to speak, maybe take a day of fasting. Don't say nothing to nobody for a whole day. And not saying it in a negative way. I'm saying you can write it down or something. Just experience that for a day. Don't say anything. Or do it for a half of the day and see how challenging it is. At the same time, you'll find out people don't really listen to what you're saying. And you'll find that there's another language within the language. That's why I said your mother gave you the first language. So you can't shame your mama. But now society was shaming your mama. That's why you've been shaming your mama. And this is why we've been calling it dogma ever since. We've been dogging our mom out. And so now, whenever we do become a pagan, it's a pay again to our thing. So we paying again, paying again, paying again. You paid this, you paid that. When it's called exchange, you're really to exchange your energy. That's why out of the 28-day cycle is 10 degrees. 2 plus 8 is 10. So out of that 10-degree change each day of the sun, we lose a percentage of ourselves or gain a percentage. That's why the sun and the moon look like they're battling each day. So one day out of summertime, you know, you get more sunlight. But then that one day of wintertime, it's taken over by the sunlight, by the moonlight. So it's a different way of how we look at ourselves. Batman is really Ma'at. It's just a night bird. That's the bat. Now Ma'at with the man concept is like the bat on the man. But we know the woman having the bird on the body. So now how did man have the bird on the body? See, that's where the changes are becoming. Vampirism. We got to know that, are we giving life, or are we taking away from life so there ain't nothing you give? That's how somebody is doing resources, or sorcerer, using the sorcery. We got to know what sources are. Where's your sources? Where your power come from? How you generating? What are you doing to keep it generating? If not, start. Work on some brain food. Eat some brain food. Did you know you're supposed to be eating copper? Everybody got quiet. Do you know you're supposed to eat copper?
I didn't know eating copper, but I ingested with a pill form. Is that the same thing?
Well, I know that. Or I know that our bodies, that's like one of the most thing that everybody, like, period, is losing in their bodies. Why? You know, they're deficient in areas, you know, especially with these blood disease. I mean, I know that, yeah, mostly all these minerals and stuff we should be ingesting or it should be in our body because we're losing it because of, you know, the everyday just things that we're going through, you know, and with
eating copper
state that we're in.
All right,
what
so
does that look like?
The answer to it is, man, the answer that can help you out is, the answer is yes, that you're eating copper. You just didn't know how you were eating copper. I know there's copper pills, but that's to deter you from eating the real true copper. That's just like saying, I put some man in front of you, and he's a magician. And you'd be like, oh, shoot, this guy can do magic when you can do magic yourself. You just haven't started.
Okay.
So now, going back into your refrigerator, you probably got copper food in there right now. You just didn't know you was eating.
Well, tell us what the copper food is.
Okay, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. What happened? Going? Mama Grace turned to Father Time on me just a second there. you have all the type of elements. You can actually look it up. All your type of elements are basically that been touched by the sun is basically copper food. So anything that's alkalinity is basically copper food, you know, from kale to apricots to almonds. There's a lot of stuff that's out there. I couldn't just start naming. I just gave you something right there to start with to give you an example. You got a whole time to research. This is what we're supposed to be doing instead of being distracted by all these other things that's causing us to say, yeah, we just gonna die early. We don't gotta die early. We can live forever. And if we're not living forever, we're giving it to our child to live forever. Come on.
Definitely. I'm with you on that.
So definitely
that's one of my pet peeves. We got to train our kids, you know, to learn this stuff that we didn't know coming up. Definitely, we got to give it to them. They is the ones to, you know, they the power. They the key. Raising the people's vibration to, you know, to getting our people to where we need to be. So yeah, definitely we need to be training them.
I mean, that's all of this awakening. Shout out to the parents, because I see, and including yourself, Mary, you know, a shout out to the parents, because I see y'all are trying. My friend Corey, I see y'all are like, okay, wait a minute. If I learn, despite the things they try to oppress us, all that,
you know, us women, we really want to be good women and good mothers, you know, and we are, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Eternals was saying, is a society that, you know, tells us that the woman is, you know, the black woman is the mad woman, mad cow, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm proud of us too, you know. It's about to get a little bit, you know, we're going to have to fight a little bit more, you know. Definitely me, I'm, you know, trying to step into, you know, I'm trying to figure it out with this school and everything, because, you know, me personally, you know, I have not been looking at the news and stuff like that. I haven't been allowing that negativity in, but, you know, I know what's going on or whatever. But, you know, I'm not allowing the negativity in, and I'm taking control of my kids' education. You know, I'm homeschooling. I'm their teacher, you know.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it's new. It's new, but, you know, it definitely can be done. And plus, here in Texas, all they require is that, you know, five languages. But, you know, I still have to, I still haven't, you know, faced them yet. So I'm going to have to go face them.
You're doing something
this week,
different.
You know. Yeah, this week, you know, they
different.
Sent out letters.
Mm-hmm.
This week, DISD sent out letters to parents, you know, that decided that they wasn't sending their kids to school because of this mask mandate they trying to force on the kids, you know, to they have to wear a mask, which I am not for, because I understand the power of oxygen and the need for our bodies for oxygen. And, you know, I also went to dental school, so I know that even our teeth needs oxygen, you know what I'm saying? By smiling, like, we
those
need it. That's necessary, you know.
Hold on, Mary, real quick. Those who are listening, guys, it's gonna cut off. So it's 60 seconds. I'm sorry, y'all. 929-477-3423 if you want to continue to listen. 929-477-3423, or you can catch the replay. And then we're about to wrap up to you guys. We cut the show short this season, as far as 2 hours. But go ahead, Mary, because I didn't know what was going on with DISD. So that's what's going on. They trying to do a mandatory mask.
Actually, and that's against our, we're citizens here in America, that's against our rights, constitutional rights. Even against the Constitution, they are deciding it, you know. And I've already, you know, with being active in the education and going to the board, you know, I've already, like, this guy that we have sitting on our board, like, I don't think that he needs to be there, because, you know, like it's a lot of organizations here in Dallas, you know, that's that, and I'm not a racist person, you know, by heart. And, you know, sometimes I can be prejudiced just because of growing up where, you know, as a people, we were oppressed, depressed, and all that stuff. But, you know, and I'm actually, you know, for the black and brown fight, if it's in
in the right context. Like, if they're really down with us and they, like if they could really stand behind us, you know, like they want us to stand beside them, if they could stand behind us in our fight, you know, then, you know, I'm for all of that, you know. But it's seemingly that, you know, the Latinos and all of those are alike are using the civil rights laws and stuff, you know, to their advantage, and which they shouldn't be, but they are using it to their advantage. And not only that, it's like they say they are for the black and brown, but they only for getting the brown where they trying to be and leaving the black, you know, by the wayside, you know what I'm saying? And it's different organizations. It just depends on the organization. And, you know, I think sometimes, you know, people see things in a certain way and they don't see the bigger picture, you know what I'm saying? They're only like, for the fight, but they don't see what that action
bigger
like,
the bigger picture. That's it. They don't see the bigger picture.
Yes,
that's it.
They just don't see it, you know. And it all comes back to, like, you know, I am avid, you know, person that think that we deserve reparations and stuff like that, you know, and I'm, you know, for the political, I'm a very political person and think that we need political science, like, just like we need all other sciences, you know. It all goes together, you know, because we have separation of states, separation of this. A lot of things are separated, you know, and it sometimes it has pros and cons because, you know, you separate stuff so you can have better control of it, you know, or whatever. But, you know, some things just go together, and it's just the bigger fight is not being seen. And not only that, the black people are not fighting for themselves. The black people have given up. The black don't want to fight. They don't think that they need to fight. They don't even see the hell that they're going to. They don't see. They're blinded, and like it's horrible. And you see it because a lot of people just follow Biden blindly. And he told them that, you know, if you get shots, you know, we're gonna open the states back up and everything. But we still in a pandemic, and it don't even seem like we're gonna come out anytime soon. Like, he went back on his word, but these people are still steady following him. We'll cuss you out. Like you don't see that, like, when I started doing my show here on and you know, I didn't expect it opened up a lot of doors and it opened up a lot of stuff because I just didn't expect, like, even with us finding the information out about Trump and what he was doing and all of that stuff, you know, like, it could have seemed like on some of them shows that, like, I was for Trump and, you know, I wasn't for nobody. I just was doing a show to you know, get the information out, to do the research and see what was going on. We didn't know what was going on and open up a whole and for people to see what was actually going on. Did nobody know what was going on? Did nobody know? And if that's they had been listening to the show, they could have been warned and known that Biden, you know, wasn't the person.
They could have looked into,
you know,
it.
It could be looked at upon now that Biden is actually, you know, when we were saying that it could be Trump that's looking to to be the Antichrist, you know, it could be Biden. Or he could be Satan working with Lucifer, you know?
Really? I'm just saying. These are robots. I feel that there is another entity that's controlling our government. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are not
even
people.
Oh, and that's a coincidence because I was looking at
Invisible Cell. That part.
What movie was that I was looking at? And the damn, and it was a popular movie back in the day. I can't think of the movie name right now. I was looking at it. Was a popular movie where
a lot of gems
G.I. Joe. It was G.I. Joe. And ain't nobody even just recognized how G.I. Joe had the Cobra guy. They had the Cobra guy and then they had this guy who put on a face and pretended to be the president.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He kidnapped the president and he put on the face and pretended to be the president. And and Cobra was the Cobra operative was partners.
What? Come on.
Go look at G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Go look at G.I. Joe.
Right now. The original, right? Movie G.I.
Yes,
Joe.
The original G.I. Joe.
Broken Arrow.
But you know, even when they redo the shows, they still have the messages. It's just you got to like Eternal said, it'd be the same characters. They just do it a different name or something. Or they try to.
Is it from 20 G.I.? Okay, I'm going to have to find which one it is because there's a few of them.
I think G.I. Joe came out in like the 80s or 90s. Oh, yeah, that's the one I think.
Okay, but see, these are 2000. See, these are remakes. But I know the original is where they have the real shit. Eternal just blew some shit out the water, and I've been speaking on it for all this month, you know what I'm saying? But it's about the silent war, the invisible spell. You got to speak on that invisible spell and or the silent war, too, Eternal.
Eternal?
We got Cold War known as silent war. That's where you get this right now. We're getting ready to go into September, fall, you know, and it's not September fall. It's actually September autumn energy. But we don't know Atum. We don't know the deity. So this is why we have to put it in perspective now. Now, of course, we could be an expert of the past because, really, the past, that's what it is, the past. But we're getting ready to go into the present, which is still now speaking it right now. So that's how you create a near future. But if you're not speaking that, it doesn't have room for existence. Like, we are already in the future. We just don't know it yet. So certain things around us are blocked. Whether it's our ears, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, how much we paying attention to stuff, not paying attention to it. You know, are we fully on a focused level? And that's why we're, like, getting into a hyper dimension. And this is why even Trump, there's two Trumps, not one. That's why you'll be in favor for him, but then not in favor for him. Because there was two of them, just like there was at least three or four of President Reagan. They've been doing this way back. So it's been learning how to clone people, how to regurgitate these people through their gene splicing. But if you notice, that's why interracial, now I notice you say not racist, but it's like, we kind of still in a race here. you're more dependent on giving out energy to them than I am because they can create through you. They can create a part of me, but it's going to be less of me. When I'm creative, when they get through you, you're going to be the greatest of what they can get out of. So you're more the essence than I am. That's why I'm not a threat anymore in society as the man. You know, now it can be mankind and all other things can come out. This is why we're no longer at the point knowing the bull, we know the cow. That's why they said, I can get all the milk. Why get the cow? I mean, why get the milk when I could buy the cow or when I already have the cow? So it's the whole idea of changing the mu or mao, the mao or the maya energy. You're the feminine energy. You're the maya. You're the one who brings up energy. So out of light comes darkness. So from our dark skin to our bright pigmentation, we've been able to have triple black
carbon 14 intelligence. Now, if you say you're not connected to it, that's only saying you have something going on inside of self that has to now unbreak that too, because you created all this. So now with us around you, are we helping you to help remind you you remember this or you don't remember this? And that's why we're still going through what we're going through right now. If you involve yourself in this politics, it's the donkey and the elephant. We have to know the difference between the two. It's not the same. A donkey, he rode in on a donkey. This concept, just like he rode in on an elephant. The elephant represents our carnivian, the carnage. The carnivian, the carnage level. And then the donkey represents the wisdom to put it on our hips level, like an ass. And so that's why the donkey represents donkey ears like Libra. This is why we got Jacob's ladder on the Jacu. We're going back up the ladder right now. Virgo, get ready to go into the stomach, going from the belly, going into Libra. We got to bounce ourselves back up, going back into the brain. But just like the story of the rhyme, everywhere the merry went, the lamb is sure to follow, it was to represent that the Virgo, before Virgo was Leo, which is the lion, in like a lion, out like a lamb. That's why that reference is there. But if you think about where the sun is in your head, from your head to your heart, so that's why Leo represents heart, Aries represents head. But instead of changing from everywhere the head goes, the heart will follow, go fall through our stomach or our belly. So that's what the Virgo represents. That's why Mary represents the Virgo. So it's only on to you to we start getting this higher of the knowledge. We won't go anywhere. So until you want to grasp it just as much as we're giving it out to you, it would be like potato salad with alcohol. We got to know what we're mixing. We can't mix blood that don't mix with the same race of blood, because it's going to mess up a lot. We already did that. That's where our final children came from. It's why we've been having sex in the wrong time. It's why we call it sex, not intellectual intimacy. Like, we have not done a lot of insemination versus just ejaculation. We got to go back into the tantra, teach ourselves how much that we love ourselves so much that we can love another person just as much. Versus, I paid for this. This is what I'm supposed to get out of it. That's business. We're not business people like that. We do have business in our life, but it's called friendly business. And if that's kicked out, we are already too masculine on the principle. We got to find our gender. A gender and a principle are two different categories. Once we start to build that up, we can have intellectual conversation with anybody, even the lowest of the vibration. That's what makes us not being racist on the aspect. But as far as intimacy, we have to know you can't have sexual contact on the intimate, taking this out and put it into that. And don't think peanut butter and jelly aren't, you know, because they mix, but even some other substance, peanut butter and applesauce or peanut butter and hot sauce, you're going to find something different in your taste buds. As far as the match. Yeah, we gotta actually connect back to having our own centers. We've been talking about it. I stepped out of the field just so this can happen. So if we ain't really about what we're saying, we ain't about it, Bob. We're talking about we rough riders, but we ain't doing nothing rough yet. And when we're talking about we want the strength up, we ain't got around the people who want to do the strength yet. Because if we still talking about it ain't done yet, ain't here yet, then that's because we decide to not make that not here. So now it's like start putting the effort to whatever our conversation is. If not, we're the complainer that's helping that part create the invisible spell. We have to create our present conversation. What do we want in the present? What are we saying in the present to be present? If not, we're using our past to be identified, but it's making a spell on our expertise. So now that's the only expertise we got. But it's like a cup that's full. The tub is still filling up. We got to pour our cup out and get some of that water, too. So now it's like certain things you do have to let go in order to, you know, keep on going. That's how the sacred geometry, the geometry, changed for us. Like a square became a rhombus. And then was able to do certain other things versus just do what squares do. This is how we change the calendar of how you think, the 13 moon cycles. Because that's basically what 13 is. You're going from your head to your feet, and then you're going in a new cycle of yourself again. And if you put 13 together, you got 4. So that's like the north, east, west, and south. You're finally coming into 1,300 hours of yourself. You're coming back into your 1 a.m. of yourself. All this might be saying metaphorically, and then at the same time, it speaks your numbers don't lie. So if you numb yourself out, that's how it gets. It gets numbing. And then people do start killing people and not having a reason for it and eating the wrong foods that cause the process of that way of thinking to happen. So you do have to meditate, get on the right vibration, eat the right foods, detox first, fast. Like I said, even with talking or with eating, you know, the first thing you're supposed to do is drink. Water is 70% of the earth. So if you're not drinking water first, then going to bed when you lay down, drinking water before you go to bed, these things are needed, necessary to say, how do I fuel my system? That's what I was saying earlier. You got to know how to fuel your system just like you would your car that you love so much. You got to make sure that it won't break down like you won't break down. Once you nurture that, now nature's in your favor. Other than that, it's not. And the Constitution was created by a preamble Constitution. That means I had to write this first before I could call this Constitution. And everybody had to agree with it. And if everybody didn't agree with it, they agreed to certain terms. That's how it was able to be passed. So if we know that, we have to now know my mother and my father is my first law. My first law. When I come out of that womb, my mother and my father. Then when I look at nature, my mother and my father. Then if I choose to look at other people, my mother and my father. That's my choice. And this is where we get caught up at. We can put somebody's mother and father in front of all the mother. You got three higher gods of that aspect of energy. Your head, your heart, and then your hips. If you don't know what you're using, you're using one of those three. If you know how to use all three, that's your mental, your physical, and your spiritual. All of it really do connect back to itself again. You just got to know how it works. You got to go through the walk. You got to do some initiation. You got to do some stuff that, you know, you think people self-sacrificing are doing. But it's not self-sacrificing at all. It's called honoring. And the more you get into honoring yourself, as much as you honor the people that surround you, the people that don't, they're just going to fall by the wayside. When you recognize it, just recognize and keep moving. Don't get stuck on them, because then you'll be going down with them. Don't waste your time.
All right, you guys. On that note, thank you. We're going to go ahead and wrap up. Definitely appreciate you guys. Beautiful, wonderful broadcast, guys. We're glad to be in the company of, you know, the Ear family when y'all do breeze through. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. Man, great topic, great breakdowns. Honor. Self-sacrificing. It's not self-sacrificing. It's honor. Not, you know, a lot of these things that we tell ourselves, you know what I mean? Even the word healing has become a bad word in essence because it doesn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? But what if the healing is you honoring yourself? You know what I'm saying? This is you honoring yourself by going deep within yourself and, you know, self-correction, if you will, or self-compassion, if you will. You know, maybe if we change the way that we see and view these certain things, maybe things, you know, maybe it wouldn't be so challenging, you know what I mean, for us to heal or for us to change, if you will. You know what I'm saying? So just something to think about. You guys. Mary, go ahead with your wrap up. That's my wrap up, you guys. Join discussions in the Black Room. They're every other Tuesday. They're going to be coming on. They haven't been on in about 3 weeks, but they are coming back tomorrow, you guys. So tomorrow they're going to be talking about hot topics, guys. That's what they pretty much, the flow that they got, you know, pretty much things that are going on in the now in our world today. Professor Cobb, you guys may know him from Hidden Colors, Race Wars, you know, his daughters of which my friends, they are the ones who, they do the show. They are the ones who have the show and they invite that. It's like a family affair, guys. So great show, you know, and go ahead and go in the archives and listen to, Joanne, you know, go listen to the last past two shows that they did. I mean, they're great in every show, right? But the last two shows, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, the numbers went through the roof, you know, because the commentary that was spoken in these last two shows were profound as far as what you need to hear. So go back. Sasha has a book, too. She has a sequel to her book, his and her truth. You know what I mean? Go. The link to buy the book is in going to be in the show notes on their upcoming broadcast, you guys. So please be sure to support them in Discussions in the Black Room. And we're going to be on every weekend, Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, same time. Thank you guys for listening in the background. Call us 708, call us 917. I know that you are listening. I do recognize the numbers. Joanne, thank you. Mary, Eternal, all of you guys. Gratitude. Shout out to Auntie LJ, where she's at as well. Yeah, that's my wrap up. Go ahead, Mary, with your wrap up, and then Eternal, you can explain what you mean by your last comment in the chat. Wait. When it comes to time, yeah, this is very important, you guys. When it comes to time, you know what I'm saying? I want to say that I feel like a lot of the timelines are incorrect. If time indeed is an illusion, Could everything in which we say, like, you know, slavery started in 1808 or slave, you know, we think that it was thousands of years, but could it be that the invasion was just less than 100 years ago? You know what I'm saying? Like, how far does this shit really go back, you know? Just to think that it goes back thousands of years possibly contribute to how strong the spell may be. You know what I mean? So could the timelines be wrong, you know? And then also another thing that I've heard, as far as what has been illustrated to us as far as direction, you know, they teach us that north is this way. They teach us south is this way. They teach us that east is this way. They teach us that west is this way, right? But what if, you know what I'm saying, what if all of that shit is also in reverse? Because why would your slave master, or why would a system who seeks to control you tell you the direction in which you need to go? Why would they give you correct direction, you know, to go? You know what I'm saying? What if all of this time, you guys, we have been going north, but we've been going south? We have been going 100 miles per hour in the wrong direction. Something to think about. Something to think about. So if we're going to say that all of this shit is in reverse, what if north, south, east, east and west? You know what I'm saying? Just saying. So hope you guys got something out of this particular broadcast. This was a good one. I felt this one coming. I didn't know how it was going to go, but I was like, okay, that's an interesting title. And look, this is why. So, all right, Mary, go ahead with your wrap out, and Eternal, he can take us home.
Well, to heal or to destroy, like Keith just said, everything is seemingly in reverse, and healing is seemingly feeling like it's destroying you to heal, and those that are being destructive are just not healing, or are they healing, or is that a breaking point where, you know, they're like fed up, I just can't do it, like they're refusing to see the light. So to heal or to destroy is your will and your way.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you bringing me on the show today. It was freestyle, y'all. I just came in and, you know, said what was on my heart. You know, and that's what you got, my heart today. So go in your heart today. Be blessed. Be happy. In 10 more days, I will be touching down on the second Monday and fourth Mondays. You will see me from October to, I think, March.
Yes,
come and check
yes,
me
yes.
out.
Mary,
I'll be on Mondays, okay? Mondays, every other Monday, second Monday and
what
fourth
time?
Monday of the month.
What time, Mary?
Oh.
Y'all,
did I tell you a time? I'm sorry, y'all.
You did. I don't think you did, actually. So that's why I'm asking. I don't think
yeah,
you were clear
because
on the
time. Because I was trying to make sure that it was, you know, a good time for you. I didn't know your schedule. I know you work and you do stuff and you have stuff
okay.
too. So it will probably
yeah,
be the evenings, y'all.
Okay, because I think
we did decide on
evening. Yeah, I sort of new job next week, and it's 9 to 5, so it's gonna be dead in the. So yeah, definitely gotta be. So same time, you guys, 7. We're gonna go ahead and go for right now, guys. We're gonna go ahead and go with 8
yes.
p.m. Eastern, 7 Central. Okay.
Yes. All yes. right, and that's a good time. That's a good time. Everybody be off work, you know, relax, have your cigar or whatever, and we're gonna talk this stuff out, and you know, we're gonna heal, and we're gonna. Kick, fight, destroy, whatever we need to do, to get to where we're trying to go and figure out
yes,
what it
yes,
is
yes.
our purpose is.
Balance. You know, thank you, Mary. Thank you. Balance. Maya, I promise you, I don't care what it is that we're doing on these shows, whether it's in our personal lives, whatever, it seems that everything is taking us back to you. And it's taking us back to balance. That's it. You know what I mean? So go ahead, Eternals, and take us out. All right. Eternal, you may be muted on your end, or he may got a customer. We can't hear you.
Peace.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay, so that human name. You know, you're a Hugh. With the main paragraph. He was also known as the disagreeable one. So that's why he can be Ab. And of course, when you turn around, it represents Ba. So it's a body. Learning the abstracts of everything become while you're knowing what Ba is. Ba becomes a Bi. B-I and B-A. Like a Bi and Babe. So that's why the Babe and the L became a Baby. Being a Babel, and that's how it became Babel. We Babel talk like a Babel brook. So the way of now, you know, re-listening to ourselves shows us now what is pragmatic. How do we keep going in the same program and not reprogram our own self at this very point in time? This is your expression and what expression is for yourself. So each molecule that we're using now is what the neutrinos gives us. It gives us a actual playing ability through what we call the Tamura language, the forward and backwards, the in and the out. That's why we can explain this and ease to, you know, what society is, how we're part of society. If we're not a part of society, are we destroying it? This explains the actual train. There's a train that we are on. That we are. And once you know how you train yourself, you become a different type of train. Like, you have all this weight on your body right now. And because that weight on your body is keeping you stagnant, it will cause another, you know, friction in how your train moves. And now, if you move with your train in a simplicity motion, saying that if it doesn't work for you, okay, then it's not working for you. But if it works for you in your favor, then go ahead with it. And once you're able to go ahead with it, you'll see what flow is. Wolf is flow backwards. So if you look at even wolf, the word wolf, and how the word flow, it basically resonates. How do you see sound when you echo out energy? When you echo out energy, that's what your chi or your shu is doing as well. So deity energy. So expression. How do you express yourself? Be at your best expression. Ashe?
Good morning, evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to you. about today could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that love in need of love today? Don't delay, send your then right away. Hey, born round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too.
Breaking.